Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you, everyone. This is Minister Jay Miller. Tonight is a special night. We will be honoring the legacy of Dr. Nancy A. Spearman. Listen, I hope everyone that's calling in tonight, I hope everyone is out there listening. I believe it's going to be a blessed time so we can share the different testimonies and different things that's going on. I see a few callers are online already holding on. I'm going to give like about 30 seconds. I'm going to start letting callers on. I'm going to play this song in the meantime, and we'll be right back at the show. We're going to have a great time. God bless all.
That's all right. Y'all stay on your feet. Come on.
Everybody just clap your hands. Everybody just clap your hands. Everybody over there just clap your hands. Everybody over there just clap your hands. Everybody come on, just clap your hands. Everybody just clap your hands. Everybody just clap your hands. Everybody just clap your hands. Come on.
Jesus.
Listen, we're back on the live. This is Minister Jay Miller. Right now, about to start letting callers on. And our special guest host for this evening is our Pastor Angela Gibson. What's going on, Auntie? Hello? Pastor Gibson? Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Okay,
how you
we
doing?
Got three ways. I'm good.
Right.
Who's this?
Everybody that right now, this is Minister Miller right now. Everyone that's on the line that had just called in, I see that there are five callers that are on the line with us right now, live on the air.
Okay.
So if everyone can
all
just
right.
announce themselves and their names.
Okay.
Hi, this
great...
is Pastor Johnson.
How you doing, Pastor Johnson?
Blessed and highly favored.
That's great. I'm so glad you called in.
Amen. Wouldn't miss it for the world.
Have? Yes.
Amen. Pastor Angela Gibson on the call.
How you doing? Who else do we have?
Sister Grace Williams from Friendship Baptist.
How you doing, Sister Williams?
Good.
Anybody else?
This is Elder Christopher Gatson.
How you doing, Elder Christopher Gatson?
Doing
well,
listen, and you
tonight, said. It's a blessing, man. I'm so glad you called. I'm glad everyone called. Normally, I mean, I have this radio show, but tonight is not really about my show. Tonight, everything is about the legacy of Dr. Nancy A. Spearman. So I'm glad everyone called in, and I want to give everybody their opportunity to mention something, to take us down memory lane and tell us how this great, powerful, anointed woman of God blessed your life, how she touched your life, how you was first introduced to her ministry, what did her ministry do to you, what has it created in you even to this day, and what you know, principles and standards have you learned from her that you apply even this day. So, listen, tonight we have our Pastor Angela Gibson, she's on the line. We have our Pastor Johnson, who's on the line. And one thing I just want to ask anyone, whoever's on the phone, turn down your TVs or turn down any all noise that may be in the background so that we can hear each other real clear. And tonight, before we even get started, since we have Pastor Johnson on the line, this is a great woman of God who has traveled with Pastor Spearman for many, 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 many years. And I know she has so many great things that she can tell us and just share with us about this great, powerful woman of God. So right at this moment, I'm just going to give the airwaves to Pastor Johnson right now to see what's on her heart to say.
Hey, Minister Miller, before we get started, can I ask that if you are not talking, that you put your telephone on mute, everybody except for Minister Miller and whoever is speaking, and that way everyone will be able to hear.
Yes.
All right, you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
The Lord, everybody. It's an honor, amen, to be on the line on tonight to talk about such a great anointed woman. I traveled with her 40 years in the ministry. And how I met Pastor, she was Evangelist Spearman. She came to Newark to run a revival at our church. And we all was there waiting for her. And she walked in just like a normal, you know, person. But my God, when she got up, the anointing of God was just all over the place. She came to run a revival for 1 week, and she ran that revival for 6 weeks. God saved the whole city, and I just thank God that God gave me the privilege to work and travel with her. One thing I learned from Pastor Spearman, everything I know, she taught me. She taught me how to be saved, how to be a young lady, how to be real, how to be myself, not to copy after nobody else. One thing she said, be who God wants you to be. She even told me not to be like her, but to be like Jesus. And it was such a joy to work with such a Holy Ghost woman. She was such a, not only that, but she lived the life. She demonstrated. She lived and showed us. Amen. And I just thank God. I know so much, and I've learned so much on today. I just thank God for such a great legacy that God has sent our way. And not only me, but she touched thousands of souls across this country. And I just thank God for her. So many great things that she taught me, praise God. Most people, what they get now, they don't get the real Holy Ghost. They come to the altar and repeat the sinner's prayer. But we had to call Jesus. Amen. So you wonder why so many young people don't stick with God, because they don't get it like we got it years ago. You mean you got to get it for real. You got to be who God wants you to be. You got to call Jesus. You got to repent of your sin. You got to live holy. And most of all, you got to love God. And I just thank God for such a great woman. Amen. She will never die. She lived on in our hearts. And I just thank God for Minister Jermaine is putting this on to honor such a great woman of God that did so much, touched so many hearts. And I'm just thanking, praise God. I just thank God for who I am. That's why I am what I am today, because of Dr. Nancy Spearman. The life she lived, the teaching she gave us, the instructions how to be saved and live holy. Be real, because she said God is coming back for real people. And I thank God for her. And I thank God for all the things she taught us, amen, and how on the road. One thing she told Everett and me, you can't come on the road. If you come looking for a boyfriend, a girlfriend, she said, go home. Because we are out here to preach the gospel, to win souls for the kingdom of God. And that was her ministry, winning souls for the kingdom of God. She was not interested in popularity and trying to be popular and famous. She just was a young, she just wanted to be humble and submissive to the will of God. And I thank God for such a great woman that God has allowed us, amen, and not only me, but all of us has been blessed through her ministry. And many people are going on. A lot of them are pastors, evangelists, bishops, I mean, going on doing great things for God. And she will never die. I'm so grateful. And I'm not going to take too much time because I know everybody want to say something. I can talk all day about this great woman. Amen. But I just thank and praise God. And I love you, Brother Jermaine, for what you're doing. Amen. And all y'all
thank
keep
you
up the good work. Amen. And we continue to live holy. We will meet her one day. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. And I thank
you,
and praise God. And we're looking for a great Jamaree revival tonight. I'm excited already what God's going to do, because I believe God's going to move. We're looking for souls to be saved, and we're looking for God to do great things. And I thank all of you for working so good. May the Lord bless you real good.
Amen. Pastor Johnson, before you go, I just got one question for you. Can you hear me?
Yes, real good.
Pastor Johnson, it's just one question I want to ask you. Can you give us a time that when y'all was in a revival, like, is there a time or a certain revival that really stands out once you started traveling with her?
and what, like, actually took place during that revival?
Well, one thing about Pastor Spirit Revival, we've been in revival. A lot of preachers today, they want to sit in the office and wait until they be announced. But Pastor Spirit would like to get their own time, get into this service, into devotional service, so you can feel the move of God. And she didn't try to be popular. And I thank God for, and she took time for the souls on the altar. And we would stay at 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning working with souls on the altar. She was not trying to be popular, but she came into devotional service, got involved with the praise and worship. And so that way, when you get up to preach, you know the atmosphere and the move of God. And a lot of times they try to make up, you know, you don't have to come into a service. We'll let you know when coming. She said, oh, no, I don't work like that. I want to get involved in the service. And I thank God she didn't let nobody try to make her be famous. She stayed humble and submissive to the will of God. That's why we had such great revivals, because she was humble and submissive to the call of God.
Wow. We thank you for that, Pastor Johnson. And you know something? I think this is such great. We had a great time today, even in the choir rehearsal that we had earlier today. It was a blessed time, man. It was just praise. It was just something. And I can really feel in my spirit that this Gospel Jamboree revival is going to be awesome. It's really going to do something. It's going to bring some great change. I noticed that we have our sister Grace Williams who called in. I want her to give us a little something about her experience with Pastor Spearman and give us some memories or a testimony of something about how she was touched by the great woman of God.
Okay. Well, praise God, everybody. It was just so wonderful hearing you, Pastor Johnson. I just did what you speak for everybody. I just enjoyed just hearing her and just reminiscing on what she was saying. Well, back then, way back then, I was only like maybe 13 or 14 years old. And, of course, she, Pastor Spearman, took me under her arms along with her nephew, brother, and pastor, Minister Keith Clay. And what I loved about it was how we just ministered to the people on the street that didn't know God. But by the time we got finished parading up and down during that jamboree experience, so many souls were saved. And by me still going under and still was under her leadership, even though I came from another church, a Baptist, but we was all one. And that was one thing about this jamboree. It was all different denominational that was in this parade and everything. And through our singing and whatnot, she always said to us, she always said, well, you know, most of your singing that we have today and in our church are supposed to be sincere praises to God. But she always say, praise God, which is sincere song of joy, not just today, but to do it every day. And I've been doing that for almost 57 years. Right now I'm 58, and I'm still in into my church. I didn't backslide. I didn't go away. But it was people like her that encouraged me to be the woman that I am today, that I may experience from what she have done to bring on and to speak to the other young ladies, and not just the young ladies, but anybody that's seeking God in their lives and everything. And I just can't wait for the jamboree. I've been hearing so much about it. I haven't made any rehearsals because of what's been going on in my church, but I am guaranteed to try to get there and be there and everything else. But I did admire her beautiful smile, because she always smiled. It was never a time that I had seen Pastor Nancy Spearman with a frown. She always had that beautiful smile, and not just that, that beautiful silver afro of hers that bounced and always stayed in place when she moved around and she preached. So that's my experience. I'm glad you gave me a call. You're glad you texted me, because I would have definitely missed out on this here, and I wouldn't want to. So praise God, everybody. Thank you.
Well, listen, I got one more question for you. If you was to mention Pastor Spearman, when you think of her, give me one word that describes her to you.
Sanctified.
What word would that be?
That word would be, to me, a sanctified, pure-hearted woman who was just down to earth. She just didn't look over you because of
who you was or because of titles, but she just, it was just how she just humbled herself to anybody and everybody. It didn't matter, you know, where you were in your church or if you was in church. It was just how she presented herself. It was just the warmth of her heart. It was just, you could feel the her spirit when she comes and she talks to you or she ministers to you. So really, I can't even find one word. I really couldn't.
Wow.
I couldn't find one word.
Well, thank you so much for just being a part of this. And it seemed like
You're
as this
welcome.
Thing go on, it's like the ball is just rolling more and more, and people are just starting to get involved even more and remembering.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this time, just hearing people's testimonies is going to be a great thing for us, because memory,
yes.
without memory, we have nothing. And it's
nothing,
memory
right.
that reminds us of some great moments, and it awakens some things in our life. Because as far as me, Pastor Spirit, she was a woman who introduced praise to me, to God. And
right.
like the praise like that is okay, and there's liberty in praise. And that's what
yes.
something I love. And she gave me an opportunity to experience that as a young child. And I'm so thankful, man. And even though throughout life we may go through different snares and different, you know, trials, but deep down within my heart, I always remember her saying, no matter what you go through, hold on. Don't let
hold
go of that
on.
Praise. That praise can get you out of wherever you are.
Yep.
And I found that to be true.
Yep.
That's one thing we can't lose is the joy of the Lord.
Nope.
And she used to tell us, if you
That's
ain't
right.
got no joy, leap for it.
Leap for it,
Jump
right.
up and down for it. Leap for it.
Leap
and
for it.
And I remember
yes.
that. And this is Sister Grace. I thank you so much. I don't want you to just
You're
hang
welcome,
up. You can stay and hang around with us on the call. You on here, whatever. I see
okay.
a lot of calls
I wanted to listen,
on here.
Sure.
Tonight.
I wanted to listen. So I. And, but what Pastor Johnson did say about, because there was a lot of static and whatnot going on and everybody trying to do it, but she did mention something, if you put your phone on mute, it kind of like, you know,
yes.
probably drown out that static and everything else. That, you know, and then you'll be
yes.
able to hear everybody else, because that's how I was listening to her. Yes.
Okay. That's great.
Hey, brother,
but you're more than welcome.
One word. Can I give you one word to describe Mama?
Yes. Yes. Give me one word, Pastor Johnson.
I would say Christ. Christ-like. She was
okay.
anointed. She reached
yes.
out across the aisle to everybody. She
yes.
showed love to everybody. She didn't care
yes.
who you were. She didn't
right.
care what kind of lifestyle you had.
Right, yep.
She showed
yep.
love to everybody. Whosoever
yep.
will. She loved
yep.
you unconditionally.
Yep.
And that's what you can, I can describe her as being Christ-like. Reaching
yes.
out to everybody. Man, woman, girl, or boy. She didn't care who you were. She loved you unconditionally.
Wow, that's so great. Now this time we're about to move on to our Pastor Angela Gibson. She's on the line, and I just want to hear some things for her, and even if she wants to ask some different questions to anyone concerning some stuff. But right now, we just want to hear from Pastor Angela Gibson. What does the legacy of Pastor Spearman mean to her? How has it affected her life? And I see an area code that called in from 404. We have a 215-267-347. It's just different numbers. So we're going to get to everyone. So everyone, just hold on tight. We want to hear from everybody that called tonight. We want to hear something from you. So no one is going to get left out. Just give us a moment, and we'll get right to you. I see you. So, Pastor Gibson, you got the floor right now.
Well, amen. I just bless God for this opportunity just to say something very good about Dr. Spearman. Her legacy means everything to me, because she's the reason why I am who I am today in Christ. She introduced me to not having fear about who I am. At the time when I was called to preach, honestly, I was called to preach when I was 12. But, you know, back then, 12 years old, we're talking about in the late 60s, early 70s, you really didn't see female preachers. So for a young girl to be called to preach, it just didn't exist. So, you know, it was nothing I could really do about that anointing except for wait for my season. And so when Dr. Spearman came to Trenton, she was at Holy Cross Church. Me and Minister Clay grew up together, and he let me know she was running a revival over at Holy Cross. And that revival lasted for 2 weeks, and I think, was it the third week, Pastor Johnson? I think the third week we ended up over at, it wasn't Lord Jesus Love Temple at that time. It was a different church name, but it was 68 Vine Street. They had a revival. She went over there for the third week, and that revival ended up being Lord Jesus Love Temple because she began pastoring in that church. And through just watching her ministry and watching how she was just a person, she was just a real person. You know, she was a pastor. She was definitely anointed. She had the love of the people. She loved God's people. But she was just a person who loved people. And she was working through Christ's love to reach down to the lowest, dirtiest person to pull them up out of their mess and show them they can be anybody they wanted to be. And I watched that happen through her. It gave me such strength to know that, you know, a woman of God could do this. It was new to me. But her legacy will go on forever. The power of her ministry came through her love for people. That was that really was the power of her ministry. That was who she was. It, Love Temple came out of the word love, because of her love for God's people. And so we've seen people be healed, delivered, set free through her ministry. I'm one of those, amen, that was, you know, just believing God for things to happen in my life. I saw a lot of people's lives change. I mean, even you, Jermaine, my nephew, I drug around all over the place from church to church. You know, even you came up right there in that ministry with me. So God is good. It's just good to be talking about her, because the work she did in the city of Trenton and all over the world should never die. It was strong. It was powerful. We saw her come together on Memorial Day. We would all come over on Vine Street and feed the city. Everybody would be over there eating, and it's like the food never ran out because of the work that she wanted to do in the city. So we just bless God. I'm just grateful. My word for her would definitely be anointed, because she was an anointed woman of God.
Wow. Wow.
I have a lot to say, so I'm going to stop.
Well, we are here for a little bit, and we'll get right back to you. Right now, I just want to have our Apostle D.C. Thomas on the line right now, and God laid it on his heart to actually, you know, initiate, get this the ball moving, but I just thank God for, you know, him right now being on the line with us. And right now we just want to hear a few words from Apostle D.C. Thomas, dealing
Amen.
With the legacy of Pastor Spearman, and dealing whatever he was on his heart to say at this time before we even go any further. How you doing, Apostle?
All right, you there?
Yeah, we right here, Bishop. You live on the air.
All right. Listen, to be honest with you, I'm just hearing such good stuff. I don't have to say nothing. I'm enjoying everybody. And Pastor Johnson is just taking me right on in. So I can just sit back and just enjoy the Lord with everybody. Let me just say this, and then I'm going to stop. I am so happy because of those that have went on before us. And I'm even talking about since I was a little boy. I can think about Mother Functions and the Nances, and these are older people that when I was little, they prayed for us. They pinched our ears and kept us going. And it always been my vision to do something to keep the old people teaching and what they've done alive. And I want you to know, and it's the truth, that if we forget about those things, we're going to have a lost generation. And I'm so grateful for Dr. Spearman, who whenever I asked her to come, whenever she helped me in so many different ways in the parades and had me to come and preach for the Jamboree, and I could never forget those things. You know, so that I just want everybody to know this is something that we are doing. Everybody's just come together, and let's just praise God for a wonderful woman of God that God has lent to us, and we want to be able to keep her legacy and her name alive, because I believe if we do that, generations to come will turn out to be better than what we have been seeing lately. And I do want to thank God for Pastor Geraldine Johnson. Thank God for her.
Yes.
I do want to say that. I don't believe that I would have any the way I'm feeling is so much better because she's behind it. And Pastor Gibson, you are tremendous. You're doing a wonderful work. So I'm going to shut up, and I'm going to enjoy everything. And you don't never have to ask me to say anything. I'm just enjoying the ride. God bless now.
All right, Bishop. Thank you so much. Right now, we're going to go to the 404 number and find out who that is.
Hello?
How you doing, caller from the 404? Hello.
How you doing, man?
Who
this,
is this?
This is Minister Samuel Wilson. How you doing, sir?
Hey, how you doing, Samuel Wilson? What's going on, Sam?
What's going on,
hey,
doctor,
man.
Down here in Atlanta, Georgia? You know I love you, man. I just, you know I'm proud of you and all that, man. And, Pastor Johnson and Pastor Angie, got to say how I love you. It's been a long time. First of all, let me start off by saying this, and I'd be remiss if I did not. I've never in my life think I've heard a better preacher that can
wow.
put it down. Like our Pastor Spearman. I think Noel Jones might be close, but I've never heard, and that was one of the reasons why I came to the church in the first place. I'm very, very, you know, interested in people who practice the art of being a homiletician, you know, and that's the preaching word. And when I met her, it was so overwhelming because I never met someone who could preach like that. And second to that, then it was a woman, you know what I'm saying? And being under her ministry, I ended up, you know, going into the ministry myself. I had my trial sermon at the Love Temple. I received my first license, which I still have from Love Temple and the Church of Jesus Christ Written in Heaven. I still have that license. That's my first license. I value it the most. And, you know, we have some special times at that church. You know what I mean?
Yes, man.
Through the anointing coming and dropping on us and every Sunday, just about. All the special gatherings that we went to, you know, even just dealing with the choir. I mean, everywhere we would go, it was always the sensibility that we brought God with us. And, you know, if she showed up with us, it was like he was right there with us anyway. So, you know, we had some great times. And, you know, I just felt like I wanted to put my two cents in because I love her dearly. And I was not in Trenton at the time when she passed. And it hurt me to my heart when I found out that she had passed on. You know, and now I guess it's my opportunity to say thank you, even though she's not here to hear it. So that's pretty
Amen.
Much what I had to say, brother. I'm glad
you're
going to be good. Yeah.
Let me ask you this, bro.
Yeah.
What, and I'm asking everybody this question, what does
okay.
the legacy of Pastor Spearman mean to you personally?
You know, I'll say this and I'll keep it brief. When she brought me in the office, when I first told her that I had been called to preach, what was different about our pastor and what reminds me the most of her and in the legacy, she told me two things that I never, ever, ever forget, and I guess that would be the legacy that I hold on to. She said, make sure whatever you do, you don't put on a show for it, and you make sure God is in it. That was the first thing. And the second thing is, she said, don't do nothing without practicing and studying God's word because you're going to fall on your face. And that was two things that I remembered always about her because she looked me straight in my eyes and told me that. And she said, don't pick up no word until you're ready for it. And, you know, all those other things that I just said. But she was very, very particular about those things, and I'll carry that throughout my life. Every time I go to study, every time before I speak somewhere, even before I sing somewhere, I do that. And I'm grateful to her for that opportunity to give me that license because a lot of churches, you know, would not do that at the age that I was at the time.
All right. I got one more question for you, man.
Okay.
And I don't know. You might be able to answer this or you, I mean, either way. You know how
yeah.
I am. Listen, what's the difference in what you experienced in your praise and worship during that time
mm-hmm.
and now? What's the difference?
The honest answer to that question is I saw great signs and wonders when I was at that church. And I think that is heavily, you know, we talk on Facebook all the time. And I think that is what's missing now. You know, you have a lot of church, but you don't have enough Jesus. And at Love Temple, even though it was people of all kinds, you know, lifestyles, transgressions, whatever, we all came together when it came to time to praise, and she made sure of that. And that anointing that we had with each other always was able to get to us and help us, and that's why we're here now, you know? So that's what I, you know, that would be my answer.
Hey, Minister,
well, listen,
Miller,
man,
can
I want you...
can I come in on that?
Yeah, yes, you can. Yes, you can.
I'd like to say that there was a freedom.
Mm-hmm.
There was a freedom of praise.
How you doing, Sister Andy?
there was a freedom. I mean, if we could praise God until we changed. When we
mm-hmm.
left out of her revivals, when we left out of jamborees, when we left out of those services, we were blessed. There was no
mm-hmm.
doubt about it, because
amen.
We let the Lord have his way. Now, that's a lot. That's something that's missing in a lot of places now, because,
yeah.
you know, everybody's so caught up in time and looking at their clocks and looking at the
mm-hmm.
cell phone and, you know, so many distractions. But there were no distractions. When the Lord came in, we praised until something happened. So
you
that's
right about
the difference
it.
Between then and now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yes, yes.
Well, Brother,
yeah.
Brother Sam, man, I don't want you to hang up, man. I want you to stay on with us for a minute, man, before you go, because I
okay.
got some other questions, but I want to get to some other people that
okay.
have been waiting patiently on the line. Right now, I'm about to, it's a 267 number.
Minister Miller, don't forget Minister
Hello?
Gatson's on as well.
Yes, I'm
yeah.
here. Minister Corbella.
Hello, how are you
Hello?
Doing? Yes, I
hello?
Can hear you. Yes, hello?
Yes, I have a bad reception. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you clear.
Yes, hi, this is Minister Corvella. How you doing?
How are you doing?
I'm good. I just want to say a little bit about Pastor Spearman. I met her back in the early 90s. We used to go over from Pastor Baytop's. I don't know if you're familiar with Pastor Baytop's.
Yes, I remember Pastor Baytop. Yes.
Yes, we used to leave our church. We used to get out about 11 o'clock and then ride over to Trenton, and it took us about an hour or so, but we would all gather in the car, and we would be so excited to go over to Love Temple and give God praise. So that's what I remember about Pastor Spearman, just praise and just worship and, as someone said earlier, liberty and freedom. And we miss that, because nowadays we can't find churches that have evening services anymore. So we miss those times that we would gather together and give God praise and be so excited about meeting over at Love Temple.
Wow. That's
yeah.
that's something. Listen, I'm so glad that you called in. Is there anything? Let me ask you this. Outside of that, how did those times affect you? How has it affected your life even until now, you experiencing that type of praise? You say y'all used to get out of church at 11 o'clock and drive from up north all the way down to Trenton with an expectation just to praise God. Being that way, what has that done to you? How has that, you know, what has that done to your life?
Well, it keeps us rooted and knowing that praise is first. You know, anytime we would get in the jam, we would just think, well, if we praise God, that God would meet us where we are. So that's pretty much the change that I remember, you know, how it has affected my life. You know, to always praise God no matter what circumstance, no matter what situation I find myself in, if we praise God, got to bring us through.
Wow. Well, I thank you so much for that. I thank you for calling in. Listen,
yeah.
I want, wherever you are, I want you to spread the word about the Gospel Jamboree Revival that's taking place August 23rd and 24th. We're going to have a praise, Holy Ghost, life-changing time. It's going to be so powerful, and I'm looking forward to seeing you and whoever you invite to come out. It's going to be a blessing. I hope that you can make it. And I just thank God for you just calling in tonight and just sharing your experiences with Pastor Spearman. Thank you so
Amen.
Much.
Thank you
right
so
now,
much.
We're
Amen.
Going to move on to thank you. We're going to move on to a call. I don't know if I let them talk yet. Is it a 737 number? I see a 7 number.
and a 540 number. I don't know which one is who. I think I let one of them talk.
Yeah, you did. 540 number is Sister Grace's number. I'm still listening in to everybody.
So I
spoke already. That 540-8501 is me.
Okay, who's 737? Hello?
That's Pastor Johnson.
Oh, that's Pastor Johnson. Okay. All right.
Is Minister Johnson still on the call?
No, he dropped his call, but his call dropped. I guess he'll call back because he called from a New York number. Right now we're going to let our Sister Portia is on the line right now.
Hello. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm blessed in the Lord. Okay, if I had to say anything about Aunt Nancy, she was a wonderful person. Growing up, I was a part of her for 21 years of my life. This lady has played major roles in my life. She was my mother, even though I had my mother. She was my spiritual mother. She was my father when my dad wasn't around. She was such a great person. She taught me how to be strong in everything that I did. She showed me that my praise was my weapon, and I still use that praise as of today. Her words of encouragement always kept me grounded. Pastor Spearman, I mean, in her eyes, we could do no wrong. Even though when we knew we were wrong, in her eyes, we would do no wrong. She let us. She was just a free person. She gave us free worship. No matter who you are or what you did, she always accepted you, and I appreciated her for that. And I was with her up until the day I was pregnant, from day one of my pregnancy till even after my son was born. I was with her even during her sick time, and I was very appreciative to her, and she taught me how to love in spite of. And I just thank God for her. Even though she's gone, I still carry her with me. I use many words. There are many days I use many things that she said to me throughout my childhood, and I apply that to my future. And I honestly believe that with her, knowing her and her ministry and what her ministry stood for, it made me a great individual. Yes, I do have flaws. We all have flaws, but she showed me that flaws and all, God still accepts you because she accepted us. And there was nothing that, if she had it, you had it. That you were not able, if your parents weren't able to do it, she made sure that you had it. If it was in her will, she just loved me unconditionally, and I just thank God for her.
Wow. Well, Portia, right now, you just said so much, man. That was very touching. I can just hear the sincerity in your voice. So I've asked everybody this question, and everybody will get asked this question. What does her legacy mean to you?
What does her legacy definitely mean? I don't know even know where to start, honestly, because I can go, you know, just say so much. Her legacy means power. Her legacy leaves nurturing. I mean, she was just that type of person.
Wow, you preach.
Wow. Well, Portia, I thank you for calling in. I hope you don't just hang up so quick. Hope you stay on.
I'm not. I'm actually driving and crying at the same time. I mean, she was just,
wow.
She was a great person. She was a wonderful individual. And I think that having this jamboree right now, I mean, for some of us, we didn't have closure. I mean, for some that didn't have closure, this jamboree, actually, it brings back memories, but it also brings closure. Not saying that we have to forget about it, but we can still remember her for who she was and what she did in each individual's lives.
Amen.
This jamboree,
yes.
It really does get closure. It gives closure because on her last day here on earth, that wasn't a Nancy that I remember. So it was hard. I didn't really have closure. So the idea to come up and have a jamboree, it really enlightens me. It really lifts my spirits. It gives me okay, that it's okay, and I'm going to get the closure that I need in this part of my life because she was a great part of my life.
Wow.
Preach.
But we thank you for calling in and sharing that with us. And just to let everybody know out here, whoever misses this tonight, I'll be having a show dealing with the legacy of Dr. Nancy A. Spearman every Saturday at 8:30. So we want to keep, I want as many people from all over to call in and just pay your respects and just give your testimonies and different things like this. So now I'm about to move on to an 843 number. There's an 843 number. Hello, caller?
Hello?
Yes, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm blessed. And you?
I'm great. I'm great. Who am I talking
like
to?
Jean Gadsden from South Carolina.
Yes, it is.
How you doing, Sister Jean?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Still highly favoring the Lord.
Well, since you called in and you're on the line with us, we're going to start with the question that everybody's been asked with tonight.
Yes.
Can you tell us live on the air, what does the legacy of Dr. Nancy A. Spearman mean to you?
Her legacy is something you can never, never forget. She's taught so much with so much love. And her belief, regardless of who you call, what color you are, God still loves us. She taught us how to continue in our faith in walking with Christ. As a matter of fact, I have a picture up on my wall now in my living room. I can never forget Nancy Spearman. Pastor Spearman taught me so much. And with the power that God has given her, she used it with her love, every passion of her being.
Wow.
And I thank God for her coming into my life one day. And I got saved under her ministry. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But
wow.
She was a very giving, a very caring and loving person. And I don't think there will ever be another Nancy Spearman. And when Pastor Spearman left us, she left those that love her, she left a part of her with us. And we carry her till this day. Minister has came out of her ministry. Deaconess came out of her ministry. And she has some strong warriors, prayers came out of her ministry. And Pastor Spearman was the type of woman she did not take down. But she believed, she worked, and she stuck to it. She had been hurt and abused, but she still stood for Jesus. She never let nobody turn her back. And I thank God for Nancy Spearman coming into my life.
Wow. Thank God for that.
It's just so hard. You can't even express the love that she has and the compassion she had for people. She just touched people all over the world. Even people that she didn't even know she touched. No. But I just want to thank God for having an opportunity tonight to my Nancy Spearman and my household. I have a grandson right now. He is 29. He's an elder now. He came under her ministry at the age of 11. And she really taught her minister how to witness for the Lord, even minister daddies. Pastor Gibson. And she had brought so much to people's lives. And you couldn't forget Pastor Spearman even if you wanted to. Just to think of her name bring tears to your eyes. And I just thank God for you guys doing the work that y'all are doing and her memory carried on. Because her legacy would never die because she is still too much to too many people. And now my grandson told me to call and that he texts me and tell me to call this number. I said, what am I calling for? He says, but Pastor Spearman, I couldn't even wait. But I just thank God for the opportunity tonight to speak on her behalf.
Wow. I'm so glad that you called in. You know what's so great? I can really feel like the love in everybody's voices, man. You know what I mean? I know a lot of times it's not easy, talking, but I can really feel the love. Like, I feel a lot of love just on the phone, just hearing people's testimonies and voices and stuff, man. It's a blessing, man.
But
Pastor Gibson, is there anything that you want to say to Sister Jean?
I will always love Pastor Spearman. Her spirit would always be with me, and I will continue with the teaching that she had brought to my life. And y'all getting to have a jamboree.
Wow.
When is jamboree going to kick off?
The jamboree is going to kick off August 23rd and August 24th.
Okay. Well.
On a Friday, it's going to be inside, and on a Saturday, we're going to be outside in Mill Hill Park in Trenton, under a tent outside.
What
we're
going to
have a parade in Trenton, New Jersey, downtown.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's going to be in Trenton, New Jersey, downtown. It's going to be an awesome time. We can't copy those times.
Right.
We can only praise God in this time, but I guarantee you, if everybody come with that sincere heart and a love in their hearts and with a mind to come together in unity, I believe souls are going to be saved. I believe lives are going to be changed. Like Portia said, I believe some people are going to get closure. Some people are going to be able to go into the next phase of their ministries, their lives.
Yes.
But some of us just have to, some of us, I believe, our blessing is just coming in unity together.
Yes, yes.
And celebration and putting our own agendas and our own personal feelings and emotions to the side and come together for a greater cause, which
and
is praise.
Know, and it's so good to let her know that her work is not going in vain, that it's still going on. And
yes.
In her name and her honor. Yes. Will y'all be videotaping?
We're going to videotape. We're going to take a lot of pictures. They're going to have booklets, T-shirts. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a great celebration, and it's going to be something to remember. I mean, I just feel God is going to do something. I think it's going to greater than what we can actually even imagine.
Your expectation will not even exceed what's really going to come out of this.
Yes. That's
telling you.
I'd like to make a comment, if you don't mind.
Pastor Gibson, yes.
Just something on Portia touched on about Pastor Spearman being a giver. One thing about her, she gave everything she had to the last dime, and then she would take your money and give it too.
Yeah.
I'm sure everybody on this call can attest to that. But why we were so willing to give her our money is because we knew she was taking it for a good reason. She was going to bless somebody who didn't have something. Didn't have food for their children. They didn't have rent to keep their household. It was some good reason of her with that outreach. She had a spirit of outreach. Like, it was unbelievable.
Yeah, but like
and so she was going to be a blessing to somebody else. So you didn't mind giving her your $100.
Yeah, because when you give...
Today, so many people are asking for your money, but you don't see the fruit of that money. You don't see the fruit. But with her, you knew... When she asked you for $100, she would call you in the middle of the night. Angie, I need $100. I knew that money was going for a good call, so you didn't mind giving it. But she was a giver. She would give
she
had
to
help somebody else. That's why I think it's such an honor to be able to celebrate her on those 2 days. So I just want to shout out to Bishop D.C. Thomas. I know he doesn't want us to really... blow his name up in this, and we're not trying to. But we have to give honor where honor is due.
I'm just so grateful
to him for God laying this on his heart. Many of us have wanted to do this for a long time, but he's the one who stepped out and
Praise
got the ball rolling.
Praise
so
God.
We're all working together, and I know that because I'm working hard.
Yes,
but I just want to give – I'm just thanking you so much, Bishop Thomas, for your spirit outreach and your spirit of love to be able to celebrate this woman of God. I thank you so much.
That's right. And Bishop Thomas, I thank you for my grandson, Christopher Gadsden. And I tell you, Pastor Spearman always said give. She didn't say how to give it, just give it. She didn't know how it was coming back to you, but just give it. And I thank you for everything you have done for her and my grandson. As a matter of fact, my grandson was down to you about 2 or 3 weeks ago, maybe a month ago.
Yeah, he came and preached for our youth on a Friday.
Well, that was Pastor Spearman's work.
Amen. She would have Minister Christopher sitting in the pulpit with her.
Yeah.
He was a little boy, about 11 years old.
That
just goes to show you her heart.
Yes.
She didn't care.
Yes.
You said you were called to ministry. She was asked you, are you sure? Did God tell you?
Yes.
She said, I can't be the judge. I don't know if he called you or not, but
that's
you
right.
know.
Yep.
So you go back and you pray and you make sure it was God that told you it was time for you
yes.
to preach. You
yes,
would make
did.
You examine your own self.
Yes, he did.
That's right.
Amen.
Well, Sister Jean, we thank you for calling in. We thank you for this time sharing with us. You don't have to hang up. You can stay on the line with us and everything. And we're just going to move on to some other callers that's been waiting patiently
All right.
on the line.
Thank you,
All
Bishop.
Right, thank you. Okay. Hello, it's a caller with a 356 number.
Hello.
Hello? Yes.
Hello. This is Deaconess
yes.
Alice Sloan. You all know me as Bush.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm blessed. I've been listening to
You're
the
blessed.
Show, and it's just awesome to hear the good things that are being said.
Wow. Well, you've been listening. Now is your time on the air for a few minutes. We want to know, what does the legacy of Pastor Spearman mean to you? How did it affect your life? And just talk to us.
Well, one of the things that I would have to say is that she taught, especially the women, how, and this is what I would call beautiful and holy. She taught, she loved for the women to be dressed. She taught us how to come looking good and not showing body parts and looking like you just came in off the street. She always would tell us to look good and smell good and act good. So I've carried that with me. She was also, I would say, the humbleness that she had. This woman could have been the female version of T.D. Jakes and Noel Jones. We had a diamond with us, and she chose to stay with us. And she never let accolades and adoration swell her head. She would thank people with gratitude, but that was it. She didn't let it go to her head. She didn't go around acting like she was better than anybody else, and she was very approachable. Some ministers, after they preach, you never see them again. She would on purposely stay in the pulpit or even come out on the floor after service was over so she could talk to her people. She would sit down and talk with you, and she wanted to know what was going on in your life. And whatever you told her, you can guarantee that it stayed there. It wasn't told to somebody else, and when it got back to you, it sounded differently. So those things, she set the bar for the ministry, for pastors, for godly women, and I take that with me everywhere I go. So when I am in a situation where I'm faced with, is this person truly holy, I can refer back to what she's taught me, and not only what I've heard from her, how I've seen her act, and I compare that, and then from that I can make the right decision. So that would be the legacy that she's taught me, to live holy, to be a godly woman, and to love and give, as it's been said so many times, to be humble, to be appreciative for the least little thing. And she was. She was just an awesome woman. And the saying, when she was made, they broke the mold, that was definitely with her. They broke the mold when they made that Nancy, when God made Nancy Spearman. And I thank him for sending her to us for that short period of time. But we will carry her in our hearts until the day we die.
Wow. I just got one more question for you, my sister. Wow. That really just touched me. What do you miss most about those times coming up?
With her? Oh, just
with her,
everything.
Not just with her, just the whole experience, not just with Pastor Spearman, but just with the whole atmosphere of those times. Like, what is it that you really miss the most?
The praise, the how she would usher us to God. It's the collective praise that would happen. Just we just enjoying God and just having a good time. I know we'll forget one time where after the praise and worship was over, she didn't even stand up. She had the mic in her hand, and she simply said, "Didn't I tell you everything was going to be all right?" And the whole church went up. I mean, kids were shouting. People were throwing walkers to the side. Those that were in wheelchair was rocking side to side. The whole church was on fire. And that anointing, I guess, would be the word I'm looking for. That anointed, spirit-filled group praise that, you know, that as it's been said, a lot of churches are missing now. So whenever I go to a church, I always look for that.
Wow. That's something. That's powerful. You know, Sam, I was telling a few friends of mine, I was like, yo, when we was coming up in church and what I experienced at Pastor Spearman, I had never been in a church where the walls were actually swept.
Yes.
Like the walls and the ceiling will be dripping with sweat. Like, that's how serious church they used to have during that time.
Yes.
And I remember when my
aunt Angie was first with your hair curled and come out and it's standing up on your head, your makeup is gone, your wig is turned backwards. Just
and you know, she used to tell you, like, pin your wig and put your poly grip in your mouth.
Well, she knew exactly.
She knew what was
about to take place. Happen.
Exactly. Yes, she knew what was going to happen. It was just so many great times, man, that just coming up. I remember when my Aunt Angie first took me to a revival. It was at Holy Cross. And I was sitting there. We was coming from St. John Baptist Church, because that was my family's church, St. John Baptist Church in Ewing. So this was the first time I had ever been in a Pentecostal Holy Ghost type of atmosphere. So I'm sitting there, and at first I'm laughing because I didn't know how to respond to what I was seeing. But then as soon as I laid eyes on Pastor Spearman, this feeling came over my body. It was like I didn't even know what I was seeing. Feeling like it was like something I had never felt in my life, and I was all I did was look at her. She didn't touch me. I just looked at her, and then all of a sudden the house went into this praise where there was a train. People were dancing in a train going around circling the whole church. And I had never in my life felt that feeling inside a church. I came up as a young man. We would go to church, and on Easter, we'd fall asleep. Only thing we was happy about is having a new outfit because it was Easter. But this was really the first time that I had actually felt the power of God. Wasn't saved yet or any of that, but the anointing was so strong in this woman's ministry, man, that I can't even put it in words that night what I felt, man. And to this day, sometimes it's like I'll be chasing. You know how a person that's on drugs, like they're chasing a high that they had? Sometimes I'll be chasing this certain feeling that I felt as a young kid. And I'll be trying to get that feeling. I'll be chasing it. I'll be like, Lord, please, like, let me feel you the way I felt you at that time. And that's just one of the little things that how powerful Pastor Spearman was to me. She was just, she didn't call me Jermaine. She called me Tremaine. She could never say my name. She was Tremaine.
And she called me Butch. But she was the only one that was allowed to call me Butch.
I'm going to tell you, but that woman was anointed. I mean, anointed. She was so anointed. So anointed, man. And I'm just so happy that I had an opportunity to experience that anointing.
me playing for her, playing the drums as a young man, it even led me today where I can play in any service. It don't matter what type of service it is. Playing with her taught me how to flow with the spirit. It taught me how to flow in the atmosphere. And I just think, yes. I just thank God, man, for that. And tonight, man, I'm being touched by just so many people, which everyone's testimonies, what they've been saying. And, Bush, I just thank you for just calling in tonight. And I thank you for just sharing us from your heart. And it's been a blessing. And you don't have to hang up, but
thank
we're going to move on to a few other calls. And
okay.
I'm looking forward to
I'll be listening.
This gospel thing. All right, thank you. Right now, we're going to move on to our Elder Christopher Gatson.
Hello?
Elder Gatson, how you doing, my brother?
Blessed, sir. Good to be here.
Wow, man. I'm so glad that you... Go ahead.
Yeah, I got disconnected, but I tried to hurry up and call back. I'm just so glad to be a part of this today. As an elder in the ministry that I am in now, Pastor Spearman played such a big part on me becoming a preacher or even having a desire to want to preach the gospel. As a little boy, I watched her, and it was just so exciting just to see her preach Sunday after Sunday. It gave me a passion to even want to preach. She made preaching look fun. She made it look so exciting, and that's why it's because of her I developed that love for preaching the gospel and ministering to people. And even as a boy, I remember times when she would go places and preach, and she would call me up and pass the mic right in the middle of the message. Lord have mercy. And, you know, it just taught me that this is a spirit thing. She taught how to move with the flow of the Holy Ghost. That is not a flesh thing, but it's by a move of the spirit. And I'm so thankful. I'm so grateful. There's not a moment that goes by I don't think of her and all that I've learned from her. You know, even as I preach today, she always comes in my mind, even as I go to minister different places. And it's just, she's been just a great inspiration in my life. And God knows, I thank God for that. And I appreciate it so much. And if I could say one word for her, holiness. Holiness. She taught holiness. She is a woman of holiness. And it's because of that that I'm still saved, sanctified, and Holy Ghost filled today. That foundation, you know, she made it so real that hell is real. And that, and if you want to see Jesus, you got to be holy. And I look forward to one day. I know that's a long time probably from now, God's willing, to see her in heaven one day.
Wow, man. Wow. You know something, man? I'm going to tell you, right? Just hearing the different callers, my brothers and sisters that's calling in, the more I hear someone say something, the more this thing really feel like it's purposed by God for it to happen. I feel as though God's hand is on this whole move of honoring her legacy and all of us coming together and praising God. I feel as though God he's going to breathe on this. And I believe we're all going to get something so great from this. Everyone who just taps in and just gets connected and just lets God do what he's going to do. It's just such a blessing, man. Well, Elder Gatson, let me ask you this question. Take me down memory lane. Give me a moment when you was coming up as a young preacher in the ministry. Give me a moment that really stands out or an experience that stood out to you even to this day.
I remember, I believe it was Pastor Spearman was visiting Pastor Kelly's church when he first started his church. And I remember when Pastor Spearman was preaching, and I'm looking at the people. It was just for a moment they wasn't receptive to the message. But, Lord, I mean, it's like the Holy Ghost kicked into second gear in her. And, Lord, have mercy. She was like a preaching machine, and after a while, everybody was on their feet. It was like God took her to another place. She kept preaching and preaching and preaching. That's what stuck out to me. I'm like, she's just diligent, and the power of God just moved even more because of that diligence.
You know something, man? I don't know if my Aunt Ann's remember this. I remember one time I was playing with Pastor Spearman, right? And we was backing her up while she was preaching.
Oh, yeah.
The anointing was so strong and powerful on her, right? As I'm playing, I kid you not, it started like my body started to levitate, right? And all of a sudden, it felt like things was about to black out, and it felt like I was about to, like, leave. Like, it felt like my spirit, man, was about, it felt like my spirit, man, was trying to escape my body.
Good
and
God.
I got scared. I know that it may sound crazy, but it was so, the anointing was so strong on her that she was in such another place, and we was playing with her. And it started taking us on the journey with her. So when we started going on that journey with her, it took me into an unfamiliar place. And I remember I started getting scared. And I didn't know what was going on. I'm like, yo, in my mind, I'm like, yo, what is going on? And I remember calling out for Pastor Betsy to pray for me because I didn't know what was happening to me. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
Like, seriously, man, the anointing was on her so strong that she would take you places that you may have not even been willing to go. But if you was in the atmosphere, if you was there, you was going to praise God.
Yeah.
I brought friends to church that was not even saved. And all of a sudden, they shouting and dancing, and, like, after a minute, they like, yo, what happened to me? What's going on? That's how strong the power of God was. It was no sitting down in church texting on your phone and doing all that type of stuff. When you was in church, in them services, man, the power of God grabbed hold of you. Seriously, man. What? There's anything else you want to say, Elder Gaston?
And it was one occasion I remember when Pastor was preaching so hard, and they took her out the church. They literally, I believe it was Heath, they pulled her out into the office. And Lord, she came back through the other door and just continued to preach.
Oh, I remember that. I remember that. I ain't going to never forget that one. When she came back out that door, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It was so many times, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Do y'all remember on the Sunday night deliverance services when we used to cut the lights out? The lights would get cut out and the red cross would come on? Who remembers that? My aunt, you remember that?
Of course. Of course.
It used to be off the chain, man. Really, really off the chain. Well, Elder Gaston, man, I thank you for calling in, man. I thank you for, you know, taking the time out of your schedule and calling in, man. I mean, I'm thanking everybody for calling in, man, for being a part of this, man, because every call makes this even that more greater. Just sharing. And I was just sitting here thinking, the people that Pastor Spearman Lives touch, this radio station wouldn't be able to handle it. It might shut this whole little computer thing down if everybody was just to call in at one time. Probably wouldn't be able to handle how many lives she done touched throughout time. You know what I mean? Wow. Well, listen, Elder Gaston, man, don't hang up. Stay on the line, man. We're going to just move on to another call that's been waiting.
Okay. No problem.
Hello, caller from a 284 number. Hello? Someone called in from a 284 number? 29?
28429. I guess you don't want to say nothing. Okay. Whose number is
35387? That's me, Lady Bryant.
How you doing, Lady Bryant?
I'm good. How's everyone?
Great.
Yeah, I've been listening since like a 8:45, and I am so full. I'm full of tears, full of joy. I'm just so overwhelmed, and just hearing so many comments and expressions of old time and what's about to take place now. I know the hand of God is on this event, and I'm just grateful for Bishop Thomas. And I know he doesn't want, you know, the recognition in that manner, but I'm grateful for him for a few reasons, such as Portia said, it's going to bring closure. Just today alone, I haven't been to any rehearsals, I haven't been to anything, but just today alone, it's like bringing closure to me. It's like, okay, I finally get the chance to, like, properly grieve, to even experience, you know, who she really was as a person, and to just reminisce and remember her. And this is really awesome. I'm enjoying everything. There's so much I can say. There's so much. And one of the things I remember so clearly was I was going through a time when I was going through something. And I needed an outlet. I needed somebody I could talk to. I needed some place where I could go. And I couldn't go anywhere but to Love Temple. The Lord had placed it in my heart to go to Love Temple. And just to hear a word of life spoken by Pastor Spearman, it was all I needed to just get my breakthrough, to get my deliverance, to be free, just to know that everything was going to be all right. And it's just so much I can say, but I'm just grateful right now to be on the air and just hearing and being a part of what's about to take place.
Wow. I'm so glad that you called in. Eddie Bryan, give me a few words that describe or is a definition of Pastor Spearman to us.
She was a person, I say she exemplified agape all the way, even in her natural state. And the love that she had was just unconditional, and it just went beyond limits. It didn't have no discrimination. And not only did she have no discrimination in loving you, she was so humble with it. She didn't have no respect to persons, and she treated you like you were human, like you were somebody, even if you were in a state of not to be, you know, treated as such. She just treated you as that. And what I loved about her so much is because of her unconditional love and her humility, it healed people. It gave people a greater hope. And that's what I really, really admired and cherished about Pastor Spearman.
Wow. Now, you know something right now. Now, you heard Pastor Spearman sing different songs, right? Throughout your time. What is one song that you can hear her or remember her singing that sticks out to you?
I'm gonna stay under the blood. That one right there. That one just like brought us back into reality. It's like, okay, pull yourself together, get back where you need to be, stay under the blood so the world can do you no harm. Right there.
Wow.
I remember that was very inspirational to me. It just kept everything in perspective.
Wow. I can tell just by the tone, by the sound of your voice, that her legacy means a lot to you.
Oh, my God, yes. It's just like so much I can say. I'm so grateful for this I don't know what kind of broadcast it is, but I'm so grateful for it because it's like I feel nothing but love. I feel nothing. It's like a reunion. And it's just real on this line right now. It's just like so real. There's nothing fake on this line right now. And I'm just so appreciative of what's going on.
Well, Lady Brian, now, you know, I know you've been in church for years, and you've seen a lot of different things take place in church. To you, what's the difference from then and now in church to you?
There were no limitations as far as people being delivered and set free and coming to Jesus, and there was a more sincerity of souls rather than to me, church nowadays is having the form of godliness but denying the power thereof. And someone said it earlier, there were demonstrations, there were manifestations in the service. You didn't have to wait till, you know, years or months or whatever. It happened right there in service. And back during those days, our leaders were more sincere about pursuing God and making sure that the people received what they needed from God rather than themselves. And to me, the Bible right now is being fulfilled where it says people are lovers of themselves more than lovers of God. And it's just like the church world's priorities are all misconstrued now. And it's, you know, I just appreciate the time I grew up back during those times, because now I can appreciate where I am now, and I know how to reach God for myself. And I just wanted to say this on the behalf of Bishop Thomas. I think about this a lot, and sometimes I share this with people, that Pastor Spearman and were people that we looked up to when we were coming up, growing up. You know, they were our leaders, and we looked up to them. And I say this to people now, you know, we are those leaders now. And if we can't get ourselves together and we don't, you know, pursue God and do what we're supposed to do as far as standing on the promises of God without wavering, the people that we are trying to reach, they're going to be lost two ways. And I appreciate Bishop Thomas, because now he's the person, he's the Nancy, Dr. Nancy Spearman, and those patriarchs that have gone on. So I'm just really, I'm overwhelmed right now.
Wow. Lady Brian, I thank you for calling in. Man, I'm going to tell you, I don't know if I'm the only one that feel this, but, I mean, we on the radio here, and we just hearing everybody, man. But even on the radio now, just hearing people talk, it's like I feel such a peace. Like I feel, I don't know, it's like I feel a calmness and a peace in my spirit. Just hearing everybody just talk from the heart, man, and expressing. You know, because we all experience praise. And if it wasn't for her, a lot of us, who knows what we would be doing right now? Who knows, you know, what type of, would you be a minister? Would you be a pastor? Would you be doing this? Would you be doing that? But she exposed and she woke us up and let us know it's okay to praise God and have liberty in it. And don't let nothing snatch your praise away. Right. Every time I think about that, man, you know, and I just thank God. And what you just said, like now it's up to us, and I truly believe it is up to us. It's up to us to show this next generation who's never experienced what we experienced coming up.
Right.
And it's time for us to show them that, listen, there is a standard in God, and it's something that we have to live up to, you know what I mean? And, wow. It's just time to really get, man, and really be that body of Christ, man, that body of believers, man, that stand for God. And it's not willing to compromise with the world, but it's willing to just stand on God's words. Continue to praise God and produce unity. And to me, I think this is the greatest platform right now of us coming together in unity. That's what the body of Christ must do. We got to come together in unity, and we got to destroy separation. We have to destroy that. And I believe this is something that can begin to that. We can begin destroying separation by coming together. Mm-hmm. Well, Lady Brown, I thank you for your time. I thank you for sharing us with your heart. And
you're
looking forward to seeing you doing the gospel.
Yeah, I'm trying. I had a previous engagement for that weekend, so I'm trying. I'm going to see what I can do. But I wanted to say one more thing.
Go ahead.
Pastor Spearman, she gave us opportunity. And not only did she give us opportunity, I did my trial sermon at Love Temple. And because of the people that were there, it was packed to capacity. And because some of the people that were there from the Jamboree, some people from Ohio and the Bay Top and some other people, she was at home during that time, but she came out. And when she came out, she ministered to me and she prayed for me. And I will always cherish that she was a part of my beginning in the ministry. So I appreciate this opportunity for allowing me to share with you all. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you very much. Right now we're going to move on. We have our Pastor Stephanie Thomas on the line with us right now. How you doing, Pastor?
I'm good, Minister Miller. How are you?
I'm doing great, Pastor. Thank you for calling
in. I'm sitting here and I'm hearing everything that everybody is saying, and it's actually causing my heart to be filled with joy. Because unlike the rest of you guys, I didn't have an opportunity to really know Pastor Spearman. But hearing of all that she was to you all and all that she did and the effect that she had on your lives make me know that she's worthy of this honor of remembering her and her legacy staying alive amongst us even today. But I wanted to ask if Lady Brian is still on the line, if she would just sing that song a little more, because that
Amen.
Is what we need today. We have to stay under the blood, and all that we try to do, even in this generation, is going to take the power of the blood of Jesus. And if she's still on the line, if she could just continue to sing that just a little more, that would be so awesome.
Yes.
Go ahead, Lady
Brian. Under the blood, I'm gonna stay. Under the blood, I'm gonna stay. Under the blood, so the world can't do me no harm. And Pastor would say, no harm, no harm, no harm, no harm. So the world can't do me no harm.
Wow, that's
you,
awesome. God bless you, honey. That was wonderful.
Wow.
Thank God.
Wow. Thank you so much, Lady Brian. I appreciate
You're
that.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Wow. I felt that. I don't know about I felt that.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. Those are the type of songs that do something
mm-hmm.
for real. Seriously. When you go there, when you start taking it to there, best believe I'm in. I'm all the way there. That takes me in right there. Wow.
Yeah.
I thank God for that. Well, Pastor, is there anything else that you want to say?
Listen,
to even encourage other people?
Well, I was in the choir rehearsal today, and I'm going to tell you, it was an awesome experience just singing and allowing the presence of God to just fall even in the midst of a rehearsal. And hearing all that Love Temple represented because of that mighty woman of God, I can only say that the residue of her spirit still rests, rules, and abides in that house. And because she was a praiser and she was a worshiper, and most of all, she was a proclaimer of the word of God, I know that her living was not in vain. And I want all of you to be encouraged and still hold up what she represented, because holiness is right.
Amen. Wow. Well, thank you, Pastor, for calling in.
God bless you, sir.
I just know this gospel jamboree is really going to be awesome, and I'm looking forward to it.
Wow. Thanks, Pastor. Well, right now we're gonna move on to there's a 77 number. 777 number.
That's Hello? Me. Hello?
Yes, how you doing?
I'm blessed, Minister Miller. This is Missionary Brooks calling. Just coming from the prison doing worship at Mercer County Correctional Facility. I was asked to call by Brother Cruz, Mr. Cruz, about our great and beloved Nancy Spearman. She was a great woman, and I have not seen anyone that could fill her shoes. She opened up the church to the young people. And the best part, what I liked, was the deliverance services that she would do on Sunday nights. And she would just tell us to get it in, get it in. And one particular time, she had her friend who came down, Pastor Beverly Crawford, and I stood in line as a proxy for my daughter who was blind at birth. And by the time I got home, she was able to see. She may have to wear glasses. Now she's 22 years old and has her own child. But Pastor Spearman, there will never be another person in this world that was like her. She loved the youth. She loved praising God, and she was a person that was not a judgmental person. You could come to her just as you were. She would feed you. The New Year's Eve, she'd say, put on your best clothes. Come out like you're going to a party. We're going to party for the Lord. And then after she gave us the word, or whichever minister would give us the word, she took us downstairs, and you had fish and grits or black-eyed peas. And, you know, the churches need to come back to that and stop being punks and let the world know that we are not ashamed, we are not afraid, and we are on the Phil. She has a legacy she left that had been dropped, but now is the time. This is the appointed time for us to do what we're supposed to do. We should not be hovering in our homes because we're scared that a bullet might hit you. If you have faith in God and believe in God that He is our provider and our protector, then we need to get out there, not the marches, but living the life that Pastor Spearman emulated. She didn't just talk about a thing. She was about it. And there will never be another person like this. And this is your godmama, Sister Brooks. I made it back from Mercer County Correctional Facility, where we have four young ladies accepted Christ tonight. I don't call myself a preacher or anything like that. They just ask me who I am, and I just tell them I am that I am. Because a lot of people think it's all inside of the church, but it's on the outside where a lot of work is needed to be done. And as like I was hearing you speak, it's time to, you know, get up off of it and be real and do what we know that God wants us to do. He said, if my people that was called by His name would humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways. You got a lot of crooks and everything in the churches now that it's all about the money. But what about the souls? If you get the souls, you'll get the money, because He said as you add on, He'll add on daily. He'll give us everything that we need. But you got a lot of people want to be on TV and want to be maybe like Juanita Bynum and this and that and the other. But you need to be what God wants us to be, and that is His children, to tell somebody else that, yes, God is real, and He can save, He can deliver, and He can set free. And that's a lot of things that we're missing. Only church I know that are trying to do that is Word to the World with Bishop Thomas. He's an outgoing outreach person, and I wasn't able to make rehearsal tonight, but Lord spare my life. I will be there on next Saturday trying to, you know, get ready for this lovely and long-awaiting appreciation of life for a well-deserved person. We've been asking about this for years. It's been whispered.
Amen.
But I'm so glad that God hears our prayers. Because now it's going to be coming to fruition, and we don't want to be the last time that we fellowship. Love Temple was the place to go. You know, it used to be like back in the day, they had a place to go when you wanted to go party. You'd go to the Candlelight or this spot or that spot. But for the Christians and for the ones that was trying to learn about God in the young ages, my children growed up under her and blessed to be musicians, to help play with her and Minister Kelly and so many others that have become ministers and evangelists. This is a long, overdue, you know, then you can't say overdue because, you know, all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. So this is the time.
Yeah.
And the times that we're living in where people are getting shot each and every day for nothing, it's time for the Christians, well, the real, not the ones that's hiding in the churches or hiding behind the pulpit, well, the real Christian, real God's children that are not ashamed to speak and let them know that I am not ashamed. If I die, let me die.
Yeah.
I love when she would put her hands, when she would preach. You knew she was feeling it when she put her hands in that white hair. And she didn't care. She'd shake that hair. And next thing you know, she'd tell you, get it in, get it in, get it in. And I am who I am today because of that woman. Opening the door for my children when... You know, they might couldn't have played that well back then, but now they're musicians. Even Minister Miller, you know, playing on the drums. They need that. We have to train our children now because if we don't, the world is out there to train them, and it's training the wrong way. So it's time for us to take Trenton back, you know, one at a time. We can't. You know, they talk about the Trayvons. We have a lot of Trayvons right here in Trenton, New Jersey. So if we could come together and do this for Pastor Spearman, I believe the Lord will bless. I believe things are going to happen. I believe that people are going to be saved. I believe that people that are going to be maybe come. We want people coming that's in wheelchairs, that are blind, deaf ears, because there's going to be something great is going to happen. And I pray that we can get Beverly the time. I pray that she'll be able to come just for one night to grace this thing. If she doesn't, okay, but if she does, it would be so nice if she could come and just say a few words about her friend. And we want to give honor to Pastor Geraldine for thinking it not robbery to allow us to be able to come back to where it all started. You know, we used to go to Holy Cross. She would have wherever she could have a service at, that's where the young people were. And we don't have that too much no more. They need somewhere to go to know that you're not perfect. You're going to make mistakes, but God still loves you no matter what, no matter what. But you be blessed. Yeah. Got to get ready for a Sunday service. Lord, spare my life.
Amen.
But I called because I was trying to be obedient and made it air. We were there. We were supposed to be out at 8 o'clock, but God has shown us favor that when we go to Mercer County Correctional Facility, whenever the Lord says over, it's over. And that's a blessing. So God bless everyone. Looking forward for you to come on out and get a blessing. Bring something with you. Because if you don't put nothing in, you ain't going to get nothing out. So bring
that's
some
right.
Holy Ghost with you. And I'll guarantee you some Holy Ghost with you. I love you. Love
bye-bye.
You, Minister.
Love you too. Thanks for calling.
God bless.
Thank you for calling.
God bless.
Pastor Gibson?
Yes, sir.
Is there some, you got a few words that you want to say? The show, we'll be off in a few minutes.
That's all good, just to be able to, like I said, opportunity is a privilege to be on this call and to hear all the great testimonies of how Dr. Spearman has touched each and every one of our lives. I think the greatest testimony to her life would be our living for the Lord and us being able to continue on to carry what she gave us, you know, carrying on in that spirit of agape love in our lives, to live a life of outreach, touching other people, to not be so judgmental, but to, you know, reach people where they are and to touch their lives and to bring them up to a different standard of holiness. I think that is the greatest testimony of her legacy, is us living saved, holy lives. That's what she would want. She would always say, what my greatest desire is that you all would be saved. She would say that all the time. You'd be saved, filled with the Holy Ghost. She wanted our lives to be changed. So if there's anybody on this call and you have not received the Holy Ghost, I think the greatest testimony of her legacy would be that you receive the Lord in your life and that your life would be changed.
Wow. Right now, it's a call that just came in. Did they hang up? No, hold up. I think they're still on here. From a 895 number.
Yes, this is
Hello,
Sister Hutchinson.
How you doing, sis?
I'm fine. How are you?
Great, great. Listen, on here we celebrating where everyone is talking about the legacy of Dr. Nancy A. Spearman, how she touched
Amen.
Your life, how she blessed your life, what does she mean to you? And right now we're just going to ask you, what does the legacy of Dr. Nancy A. Spearman mean to you?
When I hear the name Dr. Nancy A. Spearman, first thing comes to me is God. Second of all comes love. She taught everyone how to love God. And I was saved under Dr. Nancy A. Spearman. This is Sister Eunice Hutchinson, because there's several couple
yes.
of us Hutchinson. And that comes to my mind, how she just loved so many and how she taught us to not look down on people. She was one for the underdogs, as I would say. She would reach way down and pick you up. And I just thank God for that, because of Dr. Spearman, I am spiritually where I am today. And I want to thank God for that. And she is a woman above women, a virtuous woman, and all of the above. And she didn't like to say she didn't like for us to say she was a preacher machine, but she was that. And I truly
yes.
miss her so dearly. She imparted in my children's lives. She imparted in my family lives. And I just thank God for her passing through my life through this journey. And then to meet so many others, how I have spiritual sisters and brothers in Christ all over, you guys, just everybody that was involved with her life. And I thank God for that. And I'm so happy that someone thought about this idea to come up to pay tribute to a lady so well deserving it. And I just thank God for everybody, and I'm just happy, happy, happy.
Well, look, listen, Sister Hutchinson, I just got one more question for you. Could you, well, not really a question, but just could you give us a memory that sticks out that you experienced, whether it was in her revival or at the gospel jamboree, whether it was funny, whether it was something very spiritual, life-changing?
Mm-hmm.
Is there something that sticks out to you in your mind?
Yes. What sticks out with me with Pastor Spearman, Dr. Nancy A. Spearman, just a spiritual thing so much, because I was at that time an unwed mother, a young
mm-hmm.
woman, and, you know, people at that time back in the day, they looked down upon people like that. And she reached out to me. Me, just little old me, who I thought nobody cared. Nobody, everybody just looked like they was turning their backs on me. And for her to reach out and get me, put me under her wing, and to let people know I got her. I got her. She showed other who should have been Christians how you're supposed to love. So therefore, she has imparted so much love in me through her, just her godly love, and it was sincere. So that's why we're not supposed to down our young people, not supposed to look down on them. We're supposed to reach down and lift them up. And that's exactly what she did for me, and I followed her many, many years through the gospel jamboree. Without her, the Lord putting her in my life, I don't know where I would be today. And I thank God for her.
Wow.
Yes. Yes.
I thank you so much for calling in. I mean, this has been a blessing. This has been a blessing.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you, I can't really stop saying that enough. Just
yes.
to hear everyone just talking about this. And listen, I want to just let everybody know, this will be taking place every Saturday at 8:30.
Amen.
On this call up until the day of the event.
Amen.
And what is going to take place, all of your testimonies, everything that you said, is going to be part of a video.
Amen.
So it's going to be, it's all of it's going to be a part of a video that we're going to do in honor to her.
Yes.
So we want everyone that has called in, even the ones that are listening right now, and you haven't called in, but you're listening, we want you to spread the word. We want to make this Gospel Jamboree revival one of the greatest things that have ever hit this city. We
yeah.
want to make this thing be powerful, because this great, powerful, anointed woman of God, she
Amen.
Deserves to be honored on the highest level.
Yes.
I knew her. She loved nice things, and she liked
yes.
things done the right way. She ain't half do nothing. If she
Amen.
Was going to be involved in something, she was going to make sure that it was done right.
Amen.
So we can't give her nothing less. So I want everybody that's listening out there, encourage everyone, even the ones who may not be trying to get on board,
mm-hmm.
encourage them that they will get part in this. Because if she touched your life,
yes.
if she touched your life in some way, I don't care where it was, whether it was in a revival, gospel jamboree,
yes.
just passing
yes.
by, whether you listened to her on a CD, on an album, if she touched your life,
Amen.
You owe it to her. If you can be part of this, if you can't travel here, call into the radio show
yes.
every Saturday at 8:30 just to give your voice so we can just show how many people just love this woman and how she
yes.
blessed them. Because I'm going to tell you, she really blessed my life.
Amen.
And I can't really say she really blessed my life, man. And I love Pastor Spearman. Man, I think about her and my grandmother,
yes.
Mother Vaughn. I think about them a lot often. I think about them, man. And it's just memory is a great thing, especially
yes.
the things that you remember when it blessed your life. And you know what? Some of us, need to remember some things.
Amen.
Because remembering some things of what the older ones, what they instilled in us, will make us get ourselves together the way we need to. You know what
yes.
I mean? And there's some people that just need to hear a word of encouragement. Some of us just need to come together and praise God together. And I believe when
yes.
we do that, it's going to open up a great door. It's going to
Amen.
Open up a great door of love. Because Pastor Spearman, she was love. That's
yes.
all she showed was love.
Mm.
So I want to encourage all my brothers and sisters, man, if you've heard about the Gospel Jamboree Revival, it's not about an I thing or a me thing. It's about a together thing. And we're all
Amen.
Doing this. Her sons
Amen.
And her daughters are coming together to honor her on the highest level that we possibly can.
Yes.
But you know one thing I understand? At the end of the day, after it's all said and done, all she will want us to do is praise God.
Amen.
She will want
yes.
us to praise God with everything that's in us,
remove all emotions and all bitterness, unforgiveness, any issues you may have been carrying. She will want us to set that to the side and praise God with our whole heart. Because some of us need this. Some of us need this. Like Sister Portia said, some of us need closure. Some of us just need to come together in unity because some of us need strength.
Amen.
Some of us need strength. And if we come together, man, we are made for each other. My praise ain't just for me, it's for you. Your praise ain't just for you, it's for me. Because we're supposed to help each other and edify one another. And this is a great time for us to do this. And I just want to let everyone out there know that I love you. I remember everyone that called on here, I remember you. I remember the great times that we had. And
Amen.
There's going to be more videos coming out of people praising God of those times. We're going to be doing a lot of fun things. I'm going to be interviewing. I did some interviews today at rehearsals. So I want to still invite everyone to come out every Saturday at 4 o'clock, 68 Vine Street, Trenton, New Jersey, where the Dr. Nancy A. Spearman Correll is having rehearsals. Today we had a great time. We praised God in there. We danced in there. And it's going to just get even more greater. So I want y'all to spread that word about this rehearsals. Spread the word about August 23rd, August 24th. It's going to be a parade. It's going to be Church Under the Tent in Mill Hill Park. On that Friday, we're going to be having service at Word to the World Ministries on West Front Street, 31 West Front Street. It's going to be an awesome time.
Thank you.
It's going to be an awesome time. And listen, right now, it's a few callers that's on the line, and I'm going to let everybody on the line at the same time, and we're going to get ready and go. I just want to hear last words from everybody before we actually exit our show and end our show for the day. So everybody that is on this call or that's called in right now, you can be heard on the line right now. You're live. Everybody is live right now.
This is Brother Danny Caldwell. Can you hear me?
How are you doing, Danny? Yes,
hey,
I can hear you.
I'm well. I've been on the call from the beginning, and I've been waiting to speak. And a lot of things that I had to say have already been said about Pastor Spearman. But the one thing that that stays on my mind that I will always remember her for is the love. And her love, seeing what the love that she had within her changed people's lives. And if I could take and carry what I take and carry with me every day is always trying to see the best in people, and if I can change someone's life, I try. And that's what I take away from her ministry, is just, you know, letting God's love work through me, always being the same person every time someone sees me. And she was always the same person, always that encouraging person. And someone said it earlier that the love that she had actually healed people, and we all have seen it. And that's what I'll always carry with me.
Amen.
Wow. I thank you, man, for calling in, man. Is there anything else that you want to say before we let someone else talk?
I just would like to say hello to everyone else, and I hope to see everybody on 23rd.
God bless.
Wow, that's a blessing, man. Looking forward to seeing you coming together and praising God, man. Right now, we'll just I'm gonna just go down the line, and we're just gonna have last remarks. I'm gonna start with this. Matter of fact, I'm gonna start with Pastor Johnson. She's still on the line and says something else that she wants to say.
Hi, Daniel.
Hi, how
are
you? God
bless you. This is Pastor Johnson. I would like to say first, I want to thank God for sending a woman this way to touch all our lives. And
Amen.
Sometimes I wonder, was she an angel unaware?
Yes.
Sometimes I wonder, was she a real person or was she an angel?
Amen.
Things that she's done so dearly. And one thing I want to leave with you, she didn't care who you were,
Amen.
What you've done. But she knew a lot of them did wrong. But she loved them anyhow.
Anyway, yes.
God, in
and we want to thank God for sending her our way to make us what we are today. God
Amen.
Bless you. Go in peace, and let's love each other.
Amen.
Amen.
Our Lady Bryant.
I'm still here. I was just thinking about Pastor Johnson. Hi, how are you? I love you. Listen, I was just thinking about how we would all be in the service and Pastor Stearman would be trying to make an announcement and she'd be calling our names. She'd be like, Eunice and Albon and y'all, we're going to come together. And I just want to say the same thing. Y'all, we're going to come together.
Amen.
And we're going to have a church and we're going to be unified and enjoy one another. I love you all.
Wow. Our brother Sam from Atlanta right now. What's going on, bro?
Hey, I just want to say that, you know, I'm extremely grateful. How you doing, Mother Johnson and Sister Angie and everybody? And I just want to say the whole time I've been sitting here listening to everybody, I can't get it. We don't need no music out of my head. It's just, I need a copy of that if somebody got it. I need that, huh?
We sang that today in rehearsal.
Y'all did? Well,
yeah,
I need to hear that video,
yeah,
man.
We went over that for a little bit, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's pretty much all I have to say. Thank y'all, and it's a pleasure to hear y'all voices, and God bless all of y'all.
Bless you.
All right.
Amen.
356 number, whoever that is.
What number was that?
356. Okay. Portia?
The last thing that I honestly want to say is that Anansi definitely was a person of unity. And what we're doing right now is to unify us as a one, as we once were, praising God together. If you get nothing else out of this, make sure that your soul is blessed and that you reach somebody else that has no other way of being reached. If this is what it takes for us to come together, to be unified as one, to walk together in Christ, let it be done. But remember that her legacy was love and unity, and let's just keep this going. Let's get on board and get this thing going, because this is what we need as a church family. We don't need to be divided. We need to come together for this great woman of God and for ourselves. We need each other to survive. Let's not let her vision die. Her vision was about unifying. Her vision was about sharing. Her vision was about loving people. Let's learn to do that all over again.
Wow.
Amen.
Who's next? Whoever wants to go next.
This is Sister Eunice. I'd just like to say hi. Aunt Gerald.
Hey,
I love you. And I miss you. And I just want to say, like Portia said, and I guess many others touched on it, Pastor Spearman was about love. Love. No confusion, not ever. She did not like things, no confusion. She didn't like things half done, no bickering, arguing. Before she do that, she said, hey, y'all, let's come together and reason together and let's fix this thing. Let's fix this. Let's do this. Because you can make it.
Wow.
And as I walk to my home sometime, I often just sing her song that she left in our spirit. I still got joy. I still got joy. Out of all the things I've been through, I still got joy. God bless y'all. I love you.
God bless
Pastor Gibson.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man, I just want to tell everybody on the call how much I love you. And some of you I haven't seen, I miss you. I can't wait to see you on August the 23rd and 24th. We still need some workers. We need some hands to get behind the wheel and push it. We have a lot of work to do in the next 2 weeks. Wherever you can help, please reach out to us and let us know. We still need ushers. We still need nurses. We still need greeters. We still need some folks that's going to do maintenance and some hard labor. Wherever you can put your hands and give me a call, hit me up on Facebook, whatever you have to do. We want to make sure that this is done in excellence.
Amen.
That's the way she should be honored, in excellence, and I love you all.
Well, listen, right now I'm going to have last words by our Elder Gatson, but after he finishes his words, I want him to take us out with prayer, and we're just going to end this show just with prayer. Nothing else won't be said after the prayer. So I'm just going to remind everybody, listen, stay tuned.
The Gospel Jamboree Revival, it is on the rise. It is fastly approaching us. So please get on board, because this is going to be a time that you do not want to miss. You don't want to have to hear about it. You want to be about it and be there.
Amen.
So right now, it's going to be our elder Christopher Gasson is going to have last words, and he's going to take us out with prayer. Amen.
Well, thank you, Minister Miller, again. Thank you for holding this call.
No problem.
God bless everybody. I just want to say thank you so much for this opportunity to honor a great woman of God who, Lord have mercy, words just can't describe.
Amen.
You know, the has been. And I just truly appreciate it. Lord knows, and I miss you all. God knows, I hope to see you. I hope to get down there and be able to be in fellowship with everyone. And just, you know, all the words that were said, I can't even add on top of it. But it's just a blessing to see the unity, and that's what this thing is all about, being united, one in Christ, on one accord, no division, because we know Christ is not the author of division, but he wants us to come together. So I just thank you for this opportunity, and I'll just pray right now. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy, your kindness, all that you've done this night. We thank you for everyone that has come together to honor your woman servant who is with you even now. God, I thank you for the words that were spoken tonight, God, that inspired us, that encouraged us, that brought us to a place of remembrance, and some of us taking us back to our first love. And God, I just thank you right now. God, I pray right now that the hand of the Lord be upon those that are organizing the services. God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that the Holy Ghost let through and abide and move, and that the anointing be great in the services. God, anoint every preacher, anoint every voice that will sing for your glory. God, that souls will be saved, delivered, and set free in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for those that will receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost even now. God, I speak life into it, God, and we curse anything that will try to hinder or distract the move of this service right now in the name of Jesus. God, we lift up a standard against the enemy that will try to hinder any confusion, God. We curse it right now in the name of Jesus. And we call the spirit of unity to come forward like never before. Let differences be put to the side, God. Let any anguish
yes,
be
God.
Put to the side, God. And let us be united in one, God, to glorify you through this woman of God. And,
yes.
Father, we give you praise, honor, and glory. And I pray that your blood rest on each and every one on this phone tonight. Rest on them, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that the spirit of joy come forward like never before in the Holy Ghost, and that peace come on the hearts and minds of your people one more time. And God, I glorify you. I give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. And Holy Ghost, have your way this day, this night, and continue. Let the anointing build
yes,
up
God.
Even more, God,
yes.
as the conversations go on.
Yes.
Let the glory go up even higher, God. Let this be the beginning of a great thing that you have started. And God, I praise you, I honor you, and I glorify you. In the
thank
precious
you.
And matchless name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
A blessed
good night.
Time.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.